This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to Escape Hour on Joy 94.9. It is a beautiful, terrible day. We've got storm warnings and it's foul outside after a beautiful week of 22 degree days. You're with Mark. This is the Escape Hour. It's 1 o'clock. Well, actually, it's 1:05.
Oh.
And we're with Stefan on the Escape Hour.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Welcome. Normally we have Russ here giving us amazing, effusive, beautiful introductions, making us feel like we're the top of the world. And today, we're not going to have that. We've just got us. It's Mark and Stefan's show. I'm on the Wurlitzer, and Stefan, you're hosting today.
Well, I'm going to try, yes.
You're doing it, man. You're doing it.
Travel news. A few travel news.
What's going on? What's going on in the world?
One of the big Australian airlines, I mean, there's only two major domestic airlines, decided to ban plastic straws in stewards.
Does that include the faces of some of the people who work in cabin crew?
I probably couldn't comment on that. So they've removed them all from all the lounges, aircraft, and kind of the airline to demonstrate its commitment to implementing sustainable solutions. So replace the straws with paper straws, plastic straws,
great.
Paper straws, and stirrers with bamboo stirrers. So, so no more plastic straw with one of our sponsors.
Fantastic initiative.
Yeah, I think it's good because, I mean, air travel, as we talked before, is a lot about pollution.
Did you know, a number of years ago, bringing up this topic, it was done for other reasons, but one of the major US airlines reduced the amount of olives they served.
Yes. I read something.
$470,000 worth of fuel in 12 months.
And that's why
because it went from 3 to 2 olives.
And that's why Qantas reduced the size of the trays of international flights because it reduces the weight and reduces the petrol used during the, and they can then fly the 17 hours to London.
Perfect. And never leave the seat.
Pollution. So we talked a little bit about pollution. Japan, there's a lot of people complaining, a lot of Japan residents complaining about
people
tourism
pollution.
Yes, tourism pollution.
Yep.
With a lot of tourists not really respecting or being unaware of the local customs.
Have you been to Japan?
I've been to Japan. And
they're amazing people.
It is absolutely amazing and absolutely so welcoming.
Pristine.
And I don't know how you would not want to follow the customs and try to be aware of the custom. And that's what we advocate on this show, being aware of the customs before going somewhere.
True.
So you can then try to not offend people and not being a burden. I mean, they are so welcoming, they're so nice to welcome us in their countries. Why would you want to upset them? So,
and Japan's fastidiously tidy,
yes,
polite.
That's one of the things they
complain about. Incredibly high level of culture.
That's one of the things they're complaining about in terms of the pollution. And so, not just the people pollution, but the waste, how we don't really discard the waste as we should do. And
yeah, it's important because the Japanese have a very specific way of doing things.
Absolutely.
When I lived and worked in Dubai, the company I work for represent a lot of Japanese brands. So there were a lot of executives going from Dubai to Japan for meetings. And it was a very big part. Before you are allowed to go to work in Japan or attend meetings, you had to go through a cultural sensitivity program because people international who were living in Dubai, they were from all over the place. They could have been from Australia or India or UAE, and they were fastidious about making sure that when we had representatives attending meetings or seminars or whatever in Japan, that we were doing everything not to embarrass Dubai.
I think it's
it was quite a hard course. No spitting.
No spitting. I mean,
snorting. How to blow your nose.
Never blow your nose at the table.
Never check change.
You don't blow your nose when you're eating.
No.
And that's one of the things that's really seen really rudely in Japanese culture.
Mm.
So Kyoto, especially the Kyoto municipality, has decided to pair up with TripAdvisor and distribute a guide to local custom to tourists and to make sure we are doing the right thing. Also magazine ads, so in hoping to change the tourist behaviours.
Mm.
Yes. One more thing. Apparently, there was a little bit of a study in British and Finnish study where they looked at security trays. in the airport. Everybody used them and were found to be riddled with germs, and especially cold causing germs.
Really?
Yeah, so more than toilet, you know, they always compare to toilet seats and all this kind of thing. So my advice on this is don't lick the trays when you use them.
Or the toilet
and
seats.
And wash your hands, really.
Take your Purell or whatever.
Yeah, take your alcohol hand rubs, wash your hands, don't eat before having washed your hands.
Well, you're a doctor of nursing, aren't you?
I am, yes. And I study infection prevention and control.
So this is kind of your sweet spot.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Yes, this is why.
So what's a simple way that people, when they're travelling on the go, maybe with, you know, children or, you know, other people they need to care for, older parents or something, what's an easy, efficient, sustainable way of making sure that you're keeping disease-free where possible?
Alcohol hand rubs.
Hand rubs.
Little bottle with alcohol.
Yeah.
Have that.
Cheap and cheerful.
Cheap and cheerful. It's also, you can take that through security because it's less than 100 mils in airports. So it's they're small. Use that every time your hands are visibly clean. If your hands are visibly dirty, it won't work. You need to wash with hand and soap and water. But if they're visibly clean, that's what you would want to use. And before eating, you know, obviously after, before and after using the toilets. Not a lot of people think about it before using the toilets, because you're sometimes going to touch your bits, so it's not good to touch that with your
crossing fact.
Yes, absolutely. But people don't think about that. They think afterwards, but not before. So
This is going to give me something new to obsess over all weekend. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And what else is news? I hear there's a bit of rain on the East Coast United States.
I think there is. And East Coast United States, there's typhoon in Philippines, Hong Kong. So I think it's really important to remind people to have travel insurance. Make sure you don't go without your travel insurance,
because
obviously it's very important to be able to come back to Australia or to be able to be to go somewhere else if it's not safe.
Or emergency accommodation, which can be expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really wise advice, because one of the things is travel is an investment. Not many people can afford to travel at the drop of a hat and go stay in hotels and take international flights. So when you do, think of it as the life investment that it is. It costs a lot of money, and protect that and look into some good insurance.
Yeah,
practical stuff. It's going to, if something happens, you know, lose your ticket because of a weather event, you want to be able to get that back.
Read the small print.
Yeah,
but also, you know, very often Bali, the volcanoes, and a lot of people get stuck because of, there's a lot of Australian going to Bali. So if you don't have a problem,
it can be very expensive.
It can be very expensive when there's a volcano erupting.
I want to say a quick thank you and a shout out to Guy in Sydney who just joined and became a member today. Thank you, Guy. Really appreciate joining
for
Sydney.
And
a donation of $100. Guy, thank you very much. Mm. We hope you're having a beautiful sunny day in Sydney, and thank you very much for your donation. We appreciate your membership. How do you become a member? It's pretty easy, right?
It's very easy. You can sign up online on joy.org.au, and membership price, so you can sign up for a family membership, $124, individual membership for $84, concession, $42, or under 18, $22.
And or you could be like Guy and donate $100.
Well.
Thank you for that,
so
Guy. That's a lot.
Add a tax-deductible donation on top of the membership fees.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We've got a question from Scott from Flemington. What are your recommendations for travel insurance for cruising? Myself and my partner are off on a cruise in a month and relying on travel insurance that comes with my credit card. Any tips, warning, and obviously is heard stories of people who get sick while on board having huge medical expenses. So you have to be really careful about credit card insurances. You have to really do your research and make sure it covers, because sometimes there is a lot of exception. If you haven't purchased all of the trip with that credit card, it won't cover. So make sure you've investigated that. Also,
they're quite often described as a band-aid for a broken arm.
Yes.
They do provide you some level of coverage, but it's not necessarily what you need to get the job done.
Unless you've got one of those very expensive credit cards that have got big packages.
Even then, it's not. It quite often will get you a night in a hotel room and some luggage assistance. But there are companies that specialise in this kind of insurance for this particular kind of thing. Mm. As you noted, depends where you go on your cruise and the jurisdiction, you might end up in a hospital. Mm. You don't have reciprocal rights with Medicare. So if you end up in a, if you're doing a cruise around the British Isles and you have NHS, you're fine.
But if you're around in the United States or the Caribbean, it's probably a good idea to investigate one of the specialised insurances. Have a look online.
We can't say
do
names.
Some research, do more research, and and just speak to a travel agent as well. They are very good into recommending the right insurances, but then go and do your research independently as well.
There's a big corporate, and we can't say the names because we're a community station, sorry about that, but there's a big corporate, which is quite a common name if you Google it. They have very helpful people who understand what credit card policies do and don't cover and where they can stop those gaps for you. So it's definitely worth doing it. And if you're concerned, or if you're going to one of those jurisdictions where you might have very expensive health care, United States, so Caribbean as well, it's certainly worthwhile, because if you do fall sick with a whole bunch of other people, you might be in a private room whether you like it or not, and it might be very expensive.
It's not just being in the hospital, it's being having to be repatriated to Australia, and that's really expensive because obviously we're at the end of the world.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.